Hi. Oh, too loud. Hello, hello. This is a special and hyper-obscure episode of Ham Radio. So, you know, back in the New York days, I had quite a few people that listened to this show, and then after I moved back to Canada, you know, it dropped off a fair bit. And then what happened with it is I had this PayPal account that I lost the password to, and I opened it under my mom's name, so I couldn't get the password back because it was just like a mess of conflicting information, and it was just a mess. But it was set up to prepay for my Libsyn account. So just, you know, every month, $15 or 12, whatever it was. And I just figured I'd let it go till it ran out. So that happened. It ran out. And I was like, all right, well, that's enough. I was really only just doing ham radio. And I was like, I don't even know how much I give a fuck anymore. So whatever, I'll just let this go. So then that happened, but I couldn't really even post. I recorded like a quick little final, hey, here's ham radio's going away for a while message, but then I realized I couldn't upload it unless I paid for another month of hosting, and I didn't want to, so I just let the whole thing go. But then there were the few and the proud who fucking, not only did they keep following ham radio, but they follow me on Twitter also. So every once in a while, somebody will be like, hey man, why don't you do any more ham radios or whatever? Like, fuck man, do some shows, do some stuff. And I mean, this is really, it's the sliver of a sliver of a sliver. We're down to like the elite, man. This podcast is for a tiny crew, because eventually I'll probably get all the ham radios put back up in a new feed and a new site and everything. But for now, this is only for people who follow me on Twitter. You see this little link I'm going to post. But I mean, that's cool. Who gives a shit? You don't have to do stuff for like a lot of people. Just do it for some people. Do it for yourself. That's what they really say, right? So right now I'm in my hometown. It's not a great time. I'm getting used to it. I think I'm probably going back to Toronto before too long. But I was like tired of Toronto, so I was like, all right, let's move away. Let's go to my hometown and then let's from there go somewhere else. Go somewhere weird. Go to Newfoundland or go to Vancouver, have some kind of weird adventure. But things are kind of, I think, lining up for me to go back to Toronto for various reasons that I'll get into some other time. But I also have ideas for like how I could do a new music show maybe instead of ham radio. Got an idea for a different thing. We'll see. But for now, this is just songs I've been listening to. So while I'm walking across town from the north side to the south side of Fredericton, New Brunswick, done a podcast from here in a fucking long time, I'll just talk about some songs from this. I mean, it's a very pretty place, but it's hillbilly Grand Central, man. And it's all relative. I mean, if you go outside the boundaries of this city, it's triple as hillbilly, but compared to Toronto and New York and Vancouver, this place is pretty fucking bad, man. I don't love it. I'm getting used to it, but I don't love it. Anyway, just to undercut right away the idea that I know about cool songs or have any kind of hip music credibility, I'll start with the most uncool, most mainstream thing I can find, and that I found in the dumbest way. So Weird Al put out a new album. It's his first number one ever. I was very proud of him. He's like one of the only people to have a top 40 song in four different decades. It's fucking crazy. But he always does those polka compilations of just whatever songs are popular at the time in polka style. And I always kind of like those, but especially it's weird that like you can really tell if a song holds up by how well it holds up as a polka. So in the new polka, there's just Scream and Shout by Will.i.am and Britney Spears. It's a couple years old. It's from like 2012. I never really heard it. You know, huge song, 300 million views on YouTube, whatever. But it just kind of stood out of the polka. Like, I was like, what is that song? Like, even with Weird Al just making fart noises over it and shit, I was like, that's still catchy. That is cutting through all of this nonsense. And it still seems cool. So I looked it up, and I think it is cool. It's like a real kind of simple, low-key song, but it's like really good. I really like it. So I'll play a little clip from the polka, and then I'll play Scream and Shout by Will.i.am, barely featuring Britney Spears. like, I don't know about people that just get into pop music, just whatever's on the radio. Yeah, cool, I like it all. Go into a club, oh, all the songs are so good. I definitely don't feel like that, but when I do like a pop song, I really like them. Like, this song is very simple, but I just, like, think it's so good. I'm, like, impressed by this song. The little breakdown part toward the end is, like, awesome. It's got this little, like, subtle keyboard sounds in the background. They're just cool. Now I'm remembering, too, so I think I gotta change up the format of that walking around talking to myself ham radio. Still just avoiding people. Like, oh, there's a person, even though I'm on this sort of obscure path in a park. There's a person. Now I gotta turn around and walk the other way a bit. And it's just like, I'm tired of avoiding everybody. It's fucking, it's weird. It's like 177 episodes. It's probably enough. I'm just walking around talking to myself. Anyway, here is Scream and Shout by Will.i.am.
When you have this in the club, you gotta tuck, turn it up. You gotta tuck, turn it up. You gotta tuck, turn it up. When we up in the club, all eyes on us. All eyes on us. All eyes on us. See the boys in the club, they're watching us. They're watching us. They're watching us. Everybody in the club, all eyes on us. All eyes on us. All eyes on us.
I wanna scream and shout and let it all out. And scream and shout and let it out. We saying oh, we oh, we oh, we oh. We saying oh, we oh, we oh, we oh. I wanna scream and shout and let it all out. And scream and shout and let it out. We saying oh, we oh, we oh, we oh.
You are now, rocking with Will I am in
Britney, bitch.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Bring the action.
Rock and roll. Everybody, let's lose control. All the bottom, we let it go. Going fast, we ain't going slow. No, no. Hey, yo. Hear the beat, now let's hit the flow. Drink it up and then drink some more. Light it up and let's let it blow, blow, blow. Hey, yo, rock it out, rockin' out. If you know what we talking about, burn it up and burn down the house, half, half. Hey, yo, turn it up and gon' turn it down. Here we
we gon' shake the ground, cause everywhere that we go, we
bring the action.
When you hear this in the club, you gotta tip, turn it up. You gotta tip, turn it up. You gotta tip, turn it up. When we up in the club, all eyes on us. All eyes on us. All eyes on us.
You see them girls in the club, they looking at us. They looking at us. They looking at us.
Everybody in the club, all eyes on us. All eyes on us. All eyes on us.
I wanna scream and shout and let it all out. And scream and shout and let it out. We saying oh, we oh, we oh, we oh. We saying oh, we oh, we oh, we oh. I wanna scream and shout and let it all out. And scream and shout and let it out. We saying oh, we oh, we oh, we oh.
You are now rocking with Will I Am in
Britney, bitch.
This night would last forever. Cause I was feeling down, now I'm feeling better. And maybe it goes on and on and on and on. When me and you party together, I wish this night would last forever. Forever. I wanna scream and shout and let it all out. And scream and shout.
All right, I'm on the little walking bridge in this town that I'm just in like a little side thing, like a little viewing platform or whatever. It's pretty cool. This used to be a train bridge, and I used to walk across it all the time when I was a kid. Like, I guess I was a little too scared when I was little, and then as I got to be a teenager, I like walked across it like the first time. I was like, okay, that's not so bad. I mean, it is just train tracks going out over a river. It's a little freaky. And people have died in this river because, like, the undertow and stuff, it's a lot worse than it looks. But yeah, I used to, then I got ridiculous, like, where I could kind of run backwards across the bridge for, you know, a while. Not, like, the whole way, but just, like, as I knew exactly how far apart all the ties were, the railway ties. It was getting pretty ridiculous. I almost got blown off once on a real windy day. That was kind of scary. But then they got rid of all the trains in this province, so now it's just a walking bridge. I mean, it is pretty nice out here. It's very pretty. And the south side of town is a lot nicer than the north side that I'm from. Man, that's a song I played way back in the day. I don't even know if I could find it. It was this guy, DNA, had this song about the north side of Fredericton. It was a little overblown, but it was about how it sucks, which is true. So the other day, I don't know why, I just decided to catch up with Pearl Jam. I was pretty into Pearl Jam. Pretty much all the way up through to Riot Act. There's something about Riot Act. That album is just a drag. It just is like the musical equivalent of someone who can barely fucking get out of bed. It's just like, ugh. And then even going through, I was listening to the first five albums or six albums. I was like, yeah, cool. And then Riot Act came and I was like, ugh. Like, I don't know. Well, I guess at first I was like, wait, why did I think this was so sucky? This is pretty catchy. It's not bad. But there's just something about it. By the end, it's just a drag. And it's like Pearl Jam, as they got more and more like arty and removed from the mainstream and just like not doing videos, not doing interviews, just but not like artistically changing much, just winding down. And like Eddie Vedder like stopped singing, he just muttered everything all the time, and it's just like, fuck you. You know, what is this shit? Oh, there's my phone text message. But then, yeah, it's like, all right, Pearl Jam. Going back to the old Pearl Jam is a good time. And I realized I'm really only three albums behind, even though I've been out of the loop for 10 years. So So I skipped the self-titled, I'll get to it eventually, and I went straight to Backspacer, because it has this song, The Fixer, that when it came out, my friend Matt was real into it. He was like, hey, you remember fucking Pearl Jam? Well, they got this single, it's super catchy. And it is, like, it's pretty good, and this is where it seems like they've kind of gotten over their pretensions, and they're just like, let's just be a fucking rock band again, let's just do that. Eddie Vedder is a pretty fucking cool singer when he sings, and he seems to be back into it. So I'm going to play a couple rockin'-ass tunes from that. Because even, I guess that's the nice thing, Pearl Jam always has, like, you know, every album will start with, like, a couple of, like, just straightforward, nice rock songs, and those are always cool. So this is,
It's close.
Track 2 and track 3, Got Some and The Fixer. And I'm going to play those, and they're pretty fucking cool. I like that song, The Fixer, too. It's like, this is self-aggrandizing to say, but like on my good days, when I'm well-rested and my brain is working right and stuff, I mean, even just coming home to this nonsense fucking province in this weird, stupid house where my brother's crazy and my mom's angry and my dad's spaced out, my cousin's falling apart, just everybody is fucked up, man. It's like, it's a depressing place to come back to. And I mean, I do think my, I call myself a fixer is too far, but I think my influence does help. I don't know, like my brother's been mildly polite to people, which everyone commented on because that's crazy. I don't know, I just like 8 in the morning now, I just stopped in my parents' office, blabbed to my mom for a bit, you know, I don't know, it's just like, I think I am a somewhat normalizing influence on this dumb place. So I don't know, it would be nice to be a fixer, to really be able to help people get their shit together. I don't think I can, but it's a nice idea. Anyway, Pearl Jam.
I got some if you need it.
know, speaking of being pretentious, though, just like I kind of felt for a while like I was going to move away from podcasting in general, just kind of getting tired of it. Now I'm starting to have ideas for other types of shows I can do that I think will be cool. But they really all involve, like, other people. I think just me by myself blabbing, I don't know, I just never felt totally comfortable with it. I never really quite feel like myself. I feel like a lot of nonsense, douchebag rambling comes out of my fucking face. I don't know, there's some, in a way, like that video game podcast I did was a good example. That thing went off the rails. It was super fun when I did it with people, and it was super lame when I was by myself. I don't know, I think, yeah, I like the normalizing influence of having other people around. It's starting to become more valuable to me than just being on my own. But anyway, I'm gonna play another Pearl Jam song. So I realized listening through those albums, No Code, and I love that album. It was like, so Pearl Jam was huge for the first three albums, and then No Code dropped off hard. That's where everybody stopped giving a shit. Me and my friend Tim loved Pearl Jam in junior high and into the start of high school, but when No Code came out, we just didn't give a fuck. And then a little while later, I got a used copy, and I was listening to it, and I was like, dude, this is so good. This album rules. And I remember I lent it to him, because back then, you know, you had to lend people albums. You couldn't just digitally have everything. And I was like, dude, you remember Pearl Jam? Fucking shit, man, they're still good. You should listen to this. And I don't know if he ever really did much, but... But No Code is a weird album. Like, it is kind of my favorite one, but not because it's, like, the best. I'm not even going to play a song from it, because I can't even pick, like, a song that's the song that's good. It's just a good album. There's a couple kind of lame songs, but it's partially because of that, too, because it just was when people kind of gave up on Pearl Jam for a bit. They kind of came back with Yield. But that was, like, when the first wave of Pearl Jam fatigue set in. And I just remember, like, No Code was, like, my little Pearl Jam album. Like, I didn't know anyone else that had it or anyone else that knew it or anyone else that gave a shit. Like, the internet was really early. And you could find Pearl Jam sites and stuff there, but that's about it. So I remember, like, taking a bath in my parents' house and putting that CD on and just listening to it, and it's like, yeah, this rules. So listening back to it, it's like, yeah, this does rule. And it's a real, like, up and down album. It's like, you know, a fast song, a slow song, like almost all the way through, kind of. But I just think it would be like the best thing if you're like in your porch or something and it's like raining and it's like a thunderstorm and you could play that album, because the I don't know, just the dynamic shifts would fit. And it's just cool, man. I really think No Code is cool, and that's one reason I'm doing this little podcast is, I should have looked up the guy's name before I left the house, but a dude who follows me on Twitter was like, oh yeah, No Code, man, I haven't heard that forever, I had it on tape. And he said, like, man, that was the highlight of my day, listening to that on the way to work. Like, thanks for mentioning it, and like, how come you don't do any fucking podcasts anymore? So, here's a podcast. But yeah, I'm not going to play any No Code. Instead, I'm going to play this song, Strangest Tribe, that I don't even know where it's from. It's on the Lost Dogs compilation of just like all the Pearl Jam B-sides and rarities and stuff. And it's this real slow, quiet song, but it's like so fucking cool. It's like really good. I remember I put it in my XO folder right away of like, I should put this in an XO episode sometime, and I haven't yet, but... And just to double it up, I like this playing two songs at once thing. There's also this band Gomez that I was really into when I was a teenager, and I'm way behind on them too. So I started digging into the albums I missed a little bit, and on their album How We Operate, the very first song is called Notice, and it's also a little quiet song. I feel like it kind of fits. These two kind of go together a little. And it's a real good song, so Strangest Tribe by Pearl Jam and Notice by Gomez coming at you right now from Fredericton, New Brunswick, shitville capital of dog shit town.
It's five below. Here. has yet to show. Follow the ageless tide, follow the angled light, follow the stranger's tribe.
Gone, won't get many more. told you that's not the only lie I told you. You never know.
On this kind of weird walking path that I don't think this part was even here before, or if it was, it was dirt and now it's paved. I'm not quite sure where I'm going to come out the other end of this thing. I think I know. Anyway, just sitting on a bench. Just walked by this really fancy house that had like a pool in the backyard, and that's very unusual for around here. Especially given that it's fucking Canada, like how much do you even get to use that? But it's got a big fence around it because they just don't want random yahoos, I guess, fucking with their pool. It's like, I don't know, if you're gonna have a big house with a pool, I just don't think you should live here. You should live in a different city. Like, I guess before I left my hometown, it's like, yeah, well, this is just where I live. This is where everything is. This is the place that's normal and fine and there's nothing wrong with it. And then the more I move around, I'm like, what the fuck, man? And it's... if you're one of these people that's like, oh, I would move to a big city, but I can't afford it, fuck you. Like, that's nonsense. That is such bullshit. Like, it is not cheaper. It's a little bit cheaper to live in a shitty little town, but not that much, and it's definitely not worth it. Like, I have never paid more than, like, $500 in rent, even in New York. Like, I lived way out at the end of the fucking 7 train, but I still lived in goddamn New York. You know, I just go to the 7 and next thing you know, I'm in Times Square for $500. Whatever you're paying for rent, wherever you live, what is it, like $375? Oh no, extra $125 to live in New York? Like, fuck, man, come on. Like, you're gonna need roommates and stuff. You can't just live on your own. But do it, you dick. Especially if you're young. Like, I think coming back to this place is just... it's an okay place if you're 50 years old or more. Sure, just live in a quiet little town, but it's just, don't waste your whole fucking life. And I still consider 30s youth, 40s is still youth. Fuck it. You gotta at least try it. You gotta move. You gotta go see what the fucking world is like, man. I mean, I never left North America, but at least within North America, I fucking went all over the place. Like, come on. Ah, I just have no patience for it. Like, I see some people that I'm like, yeah, all right, I can understand why you're still here because you're a fucked up idiot. But if you're a halfway cool person, get the fuck out of your stupid town. Go try living somewhere else, man. Do it. Get a bunch of your jerkberg friends together. Get them all to move, you know? Be less scary that way. You guys could all get like 2 friends and the 3 of you could get a place together in some weird city. Because, yeah, moving by yourself, it's super hard, but maybe then just don't. Just find a way, for God's sake. You're a person. You can do this. Anyway, so I'm going to play some songs by The Neighborhood. Man, The Neighborhood has really worked out well for me. Like, it was just, I heard Sweater Weather on the radio, and normally, like, that'd be it. Like, all right, well, there's one catchy song, but this band really paid off for me. Like, I listen to their album all the time. I think they're super good. And these are going to be, like, some side songs. The first one is from some EP they put out before the album, and the next one is... it's from like Amazing Spider-Man 2 soundtrack or some horseshit. But this first one is called The Wires. And man, I love this song. So before I left Toronto, I had this patch of being like really depressed. Like real bad for, I don't know, 4 or 5 days anyway. Just felt like awful every day. Like horrible tightness in the chest, could barely breathe. Just felt so, so, so shitty. And I think, looking back, if I'm being honest about it, I think it was about a girl that I liked, and I didn't feel like it was going very well. And the more I kind of researched that stuff and what it's like to just be like attached to someone, and like it really can fuck you up. Like people do get into like clinical depressions and they kill themselves and stuff over relationships, and it seems like severe, kind of ridiculous, but I think that's what was happening. But luckily, things sorted out. And at the time, though, I listened to this song just over and over and over and over and over. Just like a zillion billion times. So it's real cool. And then the other song I'm going to play, I think it's called Change. It's not nearly as cool. It's not even a particularly great neighborhood song. But I think that's just how much I like the neighborhood. Even their songs that are kind of sucky, I still like. And this one, now we're a few months away from that shitty, super depressed time. And things are going medium well on that front of this girl that I liked. And like, maybe it'll all work out. Maybe I'll go back to Toronto. Still not really sure, totally. But I think things are going good. Anyway, and there's a line in this song of just, change can be amazing. And I like that because it's like, this is going to be a big change. If it happens, it's going to be a big change for a bunch of people. And it's going to be awesome. So I'm going to play those songs. The sad, depressing song, The Wires, and the happier song, Change, by The Neighborhood. In this weird story where I'm not really telling you the actual details, and it probably doesn't make a lot of sense. But it'll all be clear in the future.
Kill the president.
Straight to hell. patience, test my patience. If I've made it too hard for you, maybe you should have changed it. Say it, you should say it. 'Cause I'd say I was wrong just to make it fill all the spaces. Waiting, always waiting. If I gave you control, would you say that we could have saved it? Hope you find a way to be yourself someday. In weakness or in strength, change can be amazing. So I pray for the best, I pray for the best for you.
There's something about the vibe of that guy from the neighborhood that is very feminine to me that I like. Every once in a while that happens with a singer. Like, I notice it with like Elliott Smith and Billy Corgan. Like, when people do cover versions, like, men can't do it right. The only cover versions of Elliott Smith or Smashing Pumpkins songs that I like tend to be by women. And I feel like the neighborhood is kind of in that same sort of vein, where it's just something about the tone. It is very not, like, manly, but I like that in this case. I think it's cool. So that movie Guardians of the Galaxy came out two weeks ago, something. And I went to see it with some of the lads from back here in the hometown. And I was like, I don't know, whatever. Maybe it'll be cool, maybe it won't. I don't know, who cares? Fine, I'll just go, who gives a shit? And it was really cool, man. Like, about 20 minutes in, I was like, man, if I was like 13, can you imagine? I would love this so much. This would be like my favorite movie. And then that feeling just kind of kept building till eventually I was just like, doesn't matter that I'm 34, almost 35. This is awesome. This movie just is good. It's just a fucking cool ass movie. Because I noticed as I get older and older, like, technically for the books, my favorite movie is Shawshank Redemption, but that's not like a fun movie, you know? It's not something you just throw in for a good time. On that side, I think my favorite movie is the heavy metal movie from like 81, the animated movie. Like, it's just weird and crazy and doesn't really hang together very well and doesn't really make sense, but it's just awesome. Like, it's just cool. It's got awesome music and weird, crazy shit happening, and it just seems like I always kind of imagine, like, if I could go back to 1981 and just be a jean jacket wearing, fucking pot smoking, weird little metalhead and just go to that movie and just have my fucking mind blown. Hopefully go with some cool chick and let me finger her during it. You know, that'd be like the best. And it's like super hard to find movies that are just that straight up rad. But I feel like Guardians of the Galaxy, even though it's like fucking PG-13 or whatever, all it needed was tits and blood, and it would have been like a heavy metal live action movie. And I didn't miss the tits and blood. I don't care. It's like, it's fine the way it is. But yeah, it was just like cool and crazy and just like not boring, you know? I think that's one reason why I loved that movie Crank so much. Like, I get so bored by movies and just their conventions and their normal shit that they do, and it's just like, oh, what a drag. And it's not like Guardians of the Galaxy was like really breaking from convention, because even that's getting a little boring. Like the meta movie, like, all right, everyone knows this trope, so now we'll do the opposite. Like, I still love shit like that, but even that's getting a little played out. Where Guardians of the Galaxy, it's like just, it's just a normal like crazy movie, but it just doesn't put the brakes on. It's just like, here's more crazy shit, here's more, and here's more, blah 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 blah. It's fucking weird and silly and fucked up. The fucking fight with the guy at the very end is ridiculous. Like, it's just silly but awesome and just crazy and weird and like more planets you could ever remember and weird aliens, and like, it's nuts, it's so fucking cool. And on top of all that, because music is obviously very important to me for aesthetics, is the dude's got this Walkman with the mixtape his mom made him of like 70s pop songs and rock songs and stuff that play throughout the movie, and it's like awesome. Couldn't be more awesome. Like, I notice that a lot with stuff like with heavy metal or the Devil's Rejects. Like, these songs that sometimes they don't work so well by themselves, but in the context of a movie, they're like perfect. They're like so fucking good. And that's how I felt about Guardians of the Galaxy. But then getting the soundtrack and listening through it, at least just the one quick listen, Fooled Around and Fell in Love was on there. That song's wicked, but that was also on Devil's Rejects. The song that stood out to me was Moon Age Daydream by David Bowie. And I always want to get more into David Bowie, but it's just like this enormous, you know, if I'm having a hard time catching up on 3 Pearl Jam albums, it's pretty tough to catch up on like 30 David Bowie albums. Like, I just don't even know where to start or what to do. Even like the hits that you just presume everyone knows, I don't really know. Like when I heard Ashes to Ashes or Life on Mars, like these songs that everybody knows, but I didn't know them. And who knows how many fucking hidden songs like that there are. And this is one of them. This is from like whatever it was called, Ziggy Stardust. Probably every song on that album is probably wicked. I don't know. I should really listen to it sometime. But anyway, it's a real good song. So for some 70s action, I'm going to play that. And then I don't know how I never played this. I looked through my quick little list of just songs I've played recently. Maybe I played it last year. I feel like I must have played this. I did that whole show about Michael Jackson. But Michael Jackson has the demo of Thriller. It's called Starlight. And it's fucking wicked. I like it better than Thriller now. It doesn't really make sense because it's all this stuff about Starlight Sun, but it's still the creepy vibe of Thriller. But it's just awesome. And I love hearing Michael Jackson demos because they're just good. Like, that guy was, he was just great. He didn't need no fancy shit, man. He was just awesome. His demos were awesome. So here's Moon Age Daydream by David Bowie and Starlight by Michael Jackson.
I'm an alligator. Coming for you. I'm a space invader. I'll be a rock and rolling bitch for you. Keep your mouth shut. Just walk like a big monkey bird. And I'm busting up a brain for the world. Space, no.
search of my love. It's such a holy place to be. Make me, baby.
Thank you.
Just went to Tim Hortons and got breakfast, so if my mouth sounds gross, I apologize. Man, working at a Tim Hortons in a town like this, like, we have so many Tim Hortons, and just the lineup never stops. Like, man, you should get paid so much for that. I remember thinking that, like, one of the few real jobs I had. It was only for, like, 2 or 3 days. I worked in a warehouse for, like, the co-op needed extra people for some big sale or something, and it was just miserable moving boxes all day. And I was like, how is this not the most high-paying job in the world? I try to talk about, like, oh, it's hard to work on things. It's hard to finish a documentary. It's hard to fucking write a book. It's not hard, like, moving a box. It's a goddamn joy compared to that. And yeah, this never-ending stream of people at Tim Hortons, like, oh, those poor fuckers. Like, they should be getting paid so much to do that shitty job, and I know they ain't getting paid dick. Here's where the Quiznos was, where my friend Chris was like, duh, where's the Quiznos? Can't people buy enough sandwiches in this town to keep a Quiznos open? But apparently they cannot, and it's just for lease. And I see that everywhere. So many for lease signs, and everything's just empty or for rent. Like, Toronto, like, there is no for lease. Sometimes for lease. Never for rent. As soon as something's available, it's gone. It just makes everything creepy around here. It just seems like it's like a third empty, which kind of it is. But anyway, man, isn't that David Bowie song fucking good? Like, that song is so good, it makes the fucking Michael Jackson song seem less good. Which is crazy. Like, when people make fun of David Bowie and do parodies of him and stuff, they're basically doing that exact song. But that song is so fucking good, man. It's just, like, distilled David Bowie from the early 70s. Like, just perfect. So good. All right, next up. So, the first day or two or three that I was back home, very hard on the head, very shitty, just like, oh my god, like the culture shock of coming from Toronto to here and seeing everyone again and all their weird problems. I don't know, like, my mom and my cousin met me at the airport, and my cousin's teeth are all fucked up and he might have to get them pulled out, get dentures, even though he's only 39. My mom was just sort of, I don't know, hair unkept, looking particularly old and kind of crazy. And then I get home and the house is just like a weird, like, it's just too big. It's this big house and it's just these two old people that live there now and they can't really keep track of it. And I go down to the kitchen and there's like, just like, what was it that was left out? It was cherries and just fruit flies everywhere. And it's just like, oh, this is so fucking depressing. Like, fuck me. I wrote up a little script for an XO I was gonna do about that feeling, that weird alienated feeling of coming home. But I never made it because it just seemed too mean. It's just like, all right, so I get I was feeling weird, but like, oh, boo hoo hoo. I don't think my parents' house is good enough. It's like the Maritimes is far too shitty for me. And I mean, I do feel that way, but I don't need to do a whole podcast about it. Like, that just seems a little disrespectful. So I didn't finish it, but I was gonna finish it off. I was gonna end it with this song, Fruit Fly by Nada Surf, that I might have played before. I might have played the Juliana Hatfield version. That's how I found out about these guys. So, you know, they had this song popular in the 90s. It was kind of a hit. And it's one of those cases where, you know, you get the small little number of people that hold on, hang on to your thing that you do, and everyone else just forgets. So, I mean, I just forgot. But to get that, I mean, Juliana Hatfield's the same way. She had like a single or two back in the 90s and then everyone kind of let go. But I held on to old Juliana. And then the fact that she held on to Nada Surf, that she'd covered one of their songs, I was like, all right. And then I found out she actually has a side band with the guy from Nada Surf. So that's a pretty big thumbs up. So I was like, all right, let me check this out. There's obviously something to this band. And she was right. They're fucking really cool. So this song, Fruit Fly, is just I mean, it's about some food that got left out and some fruit flies. It's not exactly appropriate to the fruit flies in my mom's kitchen, but it's close enough. This was gonna be the song to end off the XO had I made it. And then I'm gonna play, there's this band called The Hardship Post that was from Newfoundland. And they had this EP called Hack, the Hack EP that came out in 1994 that is awesome. It's only 6 songs, it's just wicked, top to bottom, so good. That band was really cool, and I wish they had not stopped making music. That is a Patreon I would fund if that guy kept making songs. Like, that would be the best. But for some reason, I had 2 copies of this on cassette, and they were always floating around the house. I haven't found one yet this time, but just because my mom's always got radios playing all around the house, just playing CBC and stuff, so I would always just pop in whatever cassettes were around and play them, and I played the Hack EP a lot. Because it was just the same six songs on each side, you could just flip it and do, just listen to it over and over. So this is a really quiet song from it called If Things Work Out. And it's got just this ambient sound, and it's just really kind of downbeat, but it's such a good song. It's such a good little tune, and it also kind of relates to just being home and just like, blah, really? What the fuck? So, Fruit Fly by Nada Surf, and If Things Work Out by The Hardship Post.
Left some food wrapped up in a plastic bag on the kitchen table way too long. Sat down to eat next to the bag. I was too tired to throw it out. I saw a swarm of fruit flies. I took the bag downstairs. When I came back, they were still there. Flying jerky patterns like snowflakes in the air. I'm sorry, you got nowhere to go. I'm sorry, you got nowhere to go. Left, straight, right, straight. Nothing looks right, nothing smells right.
guess I lied, but I won't hide. I know you're so beautiful. It doesn't make it, it doesn't make it alright. I know you're so beautiful.
Alright, here's a weird little song that I wasn't even sure I was going to put in because I wasn't really sure how much I liked it, but then it got stuck in my head all night and I was like, alright, well, I guess I'm putting it in. But I also don't know this girl's name. I'm really ill prepared today. I found her because she did a harp cover of Twilight by Elliott Smith that I used in the last XO. It was pretty great. So this is an original song that she did called I'm Just Trying to Be Your Friend. And it's a pretty nice little ditty. And actually, let's just finish this off right now. So then to finish off after that, I watched, after the Pearl Jam thing, I watched the Pearl Jam 20 documentary that they put out. It was just about Pearl Jam. It was pretty interesting, pretty cool. And then I watched Sound City, this documentary Dave Grohl made about this recording studio called Sound City and its history. And I was like, man, those are fun. Like, I like music documentaries. Music is just such it's a weird thing. Like, I really think it's silly when people review music, like put a number or a letter grade on it. It's just so dumb. It's like, all right, so you didn't like this, then it's just not what you wanted right now, or it's not, it is what somebody else wanted. Like, I guess you can make that argument about all art, but it's very clear about music that it's just like, I don't know, you can make a movie wrong or write a book wrong way more so than you can make an album wrong. I mean, you just, even the weirdest, crappiest music, like, is somebody's thing that they totally dig. Low battery. It's a good thing I'm wrapping this up. And I think that's why I like just watching stuff about musicians. They don't tend to have very clear, strong opinions about things very much, and when they do, it's kind of seems out of place and kind of annoying. And I think it's just because of the nature of music. Like, music is so inclusive and so just okay. Just whatever you do is okay. One of the dudes, Jeff Ament from Pearl Jam, was saying, like, when they won a Grammy, like, how, like, come on, get out of here, really? Oh, I got an award for making art? That is the stupidest thing in the world. And he's right, like, it's just dumb. But yeah, so I really liked those. So I went on the 4chan music board and was just like, hey, I just watched these two documentaries. What other music documentaries are cool? What should I watch? And I got a whole ton of recommendations and a bunch of shit that seems really cool that I haven't watched yet. But the one I watched first, because it really stood out, was this documentary called Breadcrumb Trail about this band Slint that I'd never heard of. And as I learned more about them, I think it's okay that I never heard of them. It's this album that came out in 1991 on an obscure record label. These teenagers from Louisville, I think. And the band broke up before it even came out. And it only sold like 2,000 copies or something. But then it started selling every year a little more and a little more and a little more. And it started catching on. And people were like, this album is fucking cool as shit. This is so fucking cool. And it is. It's like, It's like of that time. It's got that grunge kind of dynamic shifting stuff going on. But this was like a little before, you know, like Nirvana hit and whatever. That wasn't until 92. And, but also it's like math rock. It's like prog rocky. It's like complicated and weird. And it's called Spiderland, this album they put out. And it's just like creepy and weird and cool with like these weird spoken word dialogue stuff. There's one song that they sing on that I think I'm going to play also. Really, the whole thing is worth checking out. Like, if you just go on YouTube and look up Slint Spiderland, there's the album. It's 40 minutes long. It's cool. Like, it's just one of those albums where just, like, I think you'll remember kind of the first time you heard it. Because, again, it's like maybe it's overstated how, oh, it's so great, it's so revolutionary. I mean, at the end of the day, it's just an album. But there is something about it, just something that really stood out to me right away where I was like, what the? This is cool. Like, this is really cool. And it became, yeah, this, like, underground thing. This dude, Ian, I know from from England, said that this girl in high school, like, the crazy super emo girl in his school, like, loved this album. Yeah, it's really good. Really, I feel like I should almost just play the whole thing, but I'm not gonna. I'm gonna play track 3 and track 4, Donna Man and Washer. And, yeah, unless this totally turns you off, I think it's worth going to check out. And then the documentary about them is pretty cool, pretty interesting. I mean, it demystifies the whole thing. It's just, here they are, here are these kids that made this, and here's what happened, and here's the situation. But just interesting. I don't know. I love music documentaries. They're so good. So, I Just Want to Be Your Friend by Random YouTube Girl, and then two creepy-ass songs by Slint from the very early 90s. That is a couple of squirrels just ran underneath the bench that I'm on. And one of them is still there. There you go. Hey, squirrel. Whoa, that's quite a jump, squirrely. So that's that episode. I think this is episode 177 of Ham Radio. Maybe the last one. Who knows? Again, so obscure. This is just a random thing I'm tossing up on a server and mentioning on Twitter. So if you heard this, fucking sweet, man. Congratulations. This is going to be literally like 20 people that probably hear this. So, nice, man. Nice work. It's one thing with Twitter. I mean, I've got like, well, I just dipped under 1,000. I keep slowly losing listeners or followers. But, you know, that was all just from the Keith and the Girl days and stuff. And by now, I'm sure a lot of the real people have eroded and a lot of it's just fucking company type shit that's following me that's really not people. Twitter started sending this thing out like, you're weak on Twitter, and it actually breaks down like how many people clicked on things and how many people paid attention. And man, yeah, like, you know, those trees that are just dead in the middle and then a storm happens and they fall down. That's what Twitter's like, man. 1,000 followers is not 1,000 followers, you know. It's I mean, if I had to guess how many people are actually paying attention to what I'm doing, probably about 200, and then the number that will care about anything that I actually post is way smaller. It's a tiny little thing. It's dumb, but I don't know. I still kind of like Twitter just for something to blab on every once in a while, even if it's just like my friends in Toronto or whoever that see it. It's nice when you get like a little favorite from somebody, or you make like a joke or a reference that only one person's gonna get, and then they favorite it, and you're like, yeah, cool. All right, that's it. End of Ham Radio. Battery is dying. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to all these. Thanks for all the shit that anyone who's hearing this has stuck around through. And I think you're probably pretty cool, and I probably like you. So, thanks. Bye.
I'm just trying. twice. Does she think you want me?
Stepped outside. remember me as you fall to sleep. Fill your pockets with the dust of the memory that rises from the shoes on my feet. I won't be back here, though we may meet again. It's dark outside. Don't be afraid. Every time I ever cried for fear, it's just a mistake that I made. Wash yourself in your tears and build your church on the strength of your faith.
tonight, dreamlessly. My head is empty, my toes are warm. I am safe from